Simin Shin Gimel Sif Yud through Tezvav. I don't really think we're supposed to be doing Tezvav too much, but these are also halachis of many of them are not negiyat us because we don't have these things. Kulyur, Tashik, Hecheres, Miftachei Chaluka. However, the yisoid that we see from here is a big yisoid, and that is that anything that a woman is wearing that she's not going to take off because she will reveal part of her skin or part of her hair, lechera, or anything which is a chisaron and tznius, and there's no problem, there's no chash that maybe she's going to take it off because she would never do that. The most types of perfumes now are not handheld, and therefore, for the most part, that's really not so negia. Interesting to note in Sifrit Beis that teeth are the color of kesef, and therefore it says that a woman shouldn't. I don't know. It says that if it's a gold, if a woman has a gold tooth, then she should not go out in it because maybe they're going to laugh at her, and she's going to take it out. But if it's silver, then it looks it's doim l'shar shinaim mutter. So I don't know if that happens because they're not brushing teeth, or but. Not exactly. Her gold would be closer. We get yellow. Sifud Gimel talks about a shoes that weren't worn before Shabbos that we're not sure. Yeah. There it's really her. I would think that it's also. This is obviously talking about something which could come out, right? These type of teeth, or else it... That may be in a chanam, yeah. Maybe that's an interesting question. Whether or not you can leave that. Retainers, I think, are very common. And there are a lot of retainers that are people who have their entire lives. They have, like, metal pieces in the inside, the bar, chulum. Yavon, inside. So, and a lot of them are on the outside also. And there's a lot of things nowadays that are on teeth which are already common and that people don't look at as funny, and therefore, like, I presume that 50 years ago if they saw somebody's braces, they probably wouldn't be able to stop laughing. Like, what do you have metal pieces on your teeth for? But nowadays it's already normal. I would think that that's not, I mean, certainly braces, there's nothing to do. You can't take it off, it's cemented on. But even retainers and things like that, lacher, should be the same thing. With regard to shoes, any shoe which doesn't fit perfectly, then you don't know if it fits perfectly. You can't wear it on Shabbos because it might not fit and it might fall off and might come to carry it. Says Rosh Hashanah, and nowadays that they try on shoes in the store to make sure that it fits, so that even if you didn't wear it the day beforehand, that's fine because you tried it on to make sure that it fits. Also, they talk about putting in. I had an interesting story this past. My son bought shoes. I bought the shoes with my son about 2 months ago, and we spent a pretty penny on it, actually, much more than I had intended to spend on kids' shoes. That anyhow, he grows out after 6 months. So, like, why do you ever have to? Say, what? 6 months is bechasha. Yeah. So, and anyhow, they switch according to the season what they wear, from sandals to shoes to, because they're Shabbos shoes though, fine. So he wanted these shoes, fine. After a month or so, it started coming out. The stitching started coming out from the top. I guess where you bend your foot, so starting to send them back to the store. This happened last week, I think. Last week, you send them back to the store. And the guy says, okay, yeah, I'll switch in your shoes, new shoes. Comes back home. It's a size bigger. It's not 34, it's 36, or 35 or 36. Go back to the store. So the guy tells him the store, no, it's the same thing, it's just a tiny bit different, it doesn't make sense. I said, let me put him on the phone. No. Put him on the phone. He says, Adoni, you have to understand, it's only like a half a centimeter that we're talking about, it's really no difference. And I'll give him a speedo, I'll give him one of these little inserts, just in case. That it's, I don't have the other size. What should I do? I don't have the exact size. Okay, that's what he did. Now the question is, can you go outside with his speedo and shoe? So anything which is to make a shoe fit better, lachar, that's tough to the shoe. That's not a problem. I saw that they talk about Rosh Hashanah, I think, and Shmishas Chas, I think he mentions it. that if you have a hat, some people have a hat and they stick it in a piece of cardboard in the side, that should fit better in the back and the side, depending on where. That wouldn't be a problem. Because also that the chair would be the same thing, and therefore all these things that to make it fit better, it comes tuffle to the shoe, comes tuffle to the thing, and there wouldn't be a problem to wear that on Shabbos. Sif Yudal talks about not a shetel, but somebody, and I don't think it's not hair or whatchamacallit, it's what's it called, hair when you add on hair. Hair extension, because that's also used. It's hair extensions, because hair extensions are attached, and as opposed to the, I think they actually attach them to the hair. I don't know how they do it. Actually, I shouldn't say, depending on which type of hair and where. But here, it's even talking about animal hair, which is not so common for people to use nowadays. And I think that if a person did use animal hair, maybe they would laugh at him, even though the Mishnah Berurah is saying that's true for why. Let me in the morning, what's the Mishnah? I don't know how that would work. Tzvav talks about something which is common, and that is a woman is allowed to walk outside. That if she has a moich, she has something to protect her from the dam falling onto her, then it's okay to wear that. Now, does it have to be a physical tzar or even an emotional tzar? So, the Jew brings down from a bunch of places that that's also an emotional tzar is enough also. If she's scared the whole time that she's going to get, blood is going to start pouring out and soak through her beged. If it's just a little bit of tzar, but she just doesn't want to get her beged dirty, so that's what we spoke about with Janala, that's the problem. However, when that's not the chashash, the chashash is that she's getting her period, she's already seeing something, she's getting her period, then it would be the same to wear. Now, Bechlal, with regard to wearing the pads that they have nowadays, the pads that are nowadays that are stuck onto the begadim, so as a shadow whether you can stick them on maybe, but once they're stuck on, they become tough to the begad, it becomes like part of the begad, and therefore it's not a problem. However, the Pesukim do talk about a Mayach Dachuk. Can a woman, Mayach has a tshuva about it, can a woman walk outside with a Mayach Dachuk inserted inside? Is that not attached at all? It's just something that she's carrying inside of her body. So Be'etzim, she really only has to carry during Ben Hashmashes. So maybe it's even less. She's like a derech, and it's Ben Hashmashes, but she's supposed to keep it from Ben Hashmashes till the end, till the day starts. Many places say that she's not going to go into a real Rishas HaRavim with it. And therefore, one should refrain from doing such a thing. I didn't see the mice of the Pesukim inside. I did see it mentioned by a number of Pesukim. So Pesukim brings down a whole bunch of Pesukim that discuss this issue. However, many are machmir that the chatchila one should not go out with a moich dachuk if it's mamash rishis haram. If it's a chash rishis haram, which is not so common nowadays, and I think a moich dachuk is even less common nowadays, and therefore a tampon is common. But a tampon is also that helps. That helps. If it's related to tzara, we must do anyhow. If it's not related to tzara, a tampon would be problematic. According to this, a tampon would be problematic. What? No, they're talking about that, even though it's below. Even though it's below, it would be a problem. It would be a tampon, it could be a problem. It's hard to say, right? We have to move our day a little more. We're stopping in the middle of Tezvav, so we'll start again tomorrow. It will be move our a little bit more this evening.